This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, this is Kate. On today's Invasion of Privacy, we talk about the meaning behind words, Bobby taking everyone's virginity, and if soul connections and past lives are real. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolfe, the dragon sorceress. This is my first episode without Joe, so let's see how it goes. I'm excited. We've got returning favorite guest, Nathan McIntosh is here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I'm getting clapped in. Thank you. Thank you.
And a newbie, we have Jenna Axelrod.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yay. Oh, sit down.
Thank you guys for coming. And I just want to say we had a fan write in. He wrote in a question, and at the end he wrote, P.S. Nathan McIntosh is a god.
Ooh.
Thank you.
How does that make you feel, Nathan?
It's okay. Whoever the person that sent it, thank you very much. I appreciate that, you know, but maybe he doesn't even believe in God. So maybe there's like, you know what I mean? Maybe I don't really.
How are you going to turn that into something?
All I'm
not
saying is I don't really believe in God. So, you know what I mean?
Really?
We've had this conversation before. You know what I mean? You're gonna, there's
well,
a,
so wait,
there's
what
a
do
person
you believe
sitting in the sky
that's
telling
not
me
what
to
God
do.
Means.
No, okay, yes, it is.
No, no, it's not. All right, no, so you're having a definition
no,
of
exactly.
terms disagreement.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
a semantic disagreement.
But I'm going with the one that we're all supposed to go with. I'm not saying it's right. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's right. The one with the fucking Bible, the fucking apple, the goddamn naked people, the fire and the fucking death.
Don't,
do you know what I'm saying? That one.
Don't say bad things about naked people. I won't have it.
But you know what I'm talking about. That one. That God.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah.
The guy that's like, if you do this, I swear to me that I'll kill you. That one.
I swear to me. Wait, did the voice, did the, what just happened to it got less loud. Is that supposed to happen? Okay. I like hearing my voice really loud, but that's probably, no, that's me being narcissistic probably.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, really?
But either way, cool. Back to this person. Thank you so much for the message. I greatly appreciate it. And thank you for
sharing it.
Yeah, because you didn't have to. I'm sure you get a lot of messages that you don't tell me about. You know what I mean?
If Nathan and I are fighting and someone's like, you got to have Nathan on more.
We're not fighting.
I'm like,
you, exactly.
Delete.
But the fight is very one-sided. There's only been one time. Don't Google
Go
your
on,
eyes.
Tell me.
Don't Google
tell
your
me.
Eyes. There's been one time where I've ever had an issue with you. The other times it's always, it's a one-way street, and eventually you look down the street and you're like, hey, you can come back up here. That's what it is. They're not fights.
Can we unpack this? Like, I'd love to know more. What's happening?
Me and Kate argue a lot, okay?
Great.
But a lot of times, it's a one-sided thing, and Kate hates me, and I don't do anything.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Don't say God.
You can say God. You
God
can say,
is dead.
I got in trouble. I told you this, right? I was in South Carolina doing some shows, and I said "God damn" a lot, and people got upset.
Yeah, wrong part of town. I
guess. But here's the thing: if I say "God damn," right, and you mm-hmm. believe in God, mm-hmm. I'm going to the fiery pit of death. Why do you care?
Yeah,
do
that's
you
valid.
Why
super
are you trying
valid.
To bring me up to your party?
I don't understand the rules about words in a general sense. I do not understand.
Real? Is there? Are there any words that would offend you if someone said them?
What
about
be,
the N word?
Yeah, that, yes. Yeah. I get that. But that's not my word to put rules around. So I respect that that's not in my domain. But
I mean, if somebody ever walked up to her and called her the N word, I mean, it's, you know what I mean?
That's
somebody having a weird day.
It would give me pause.
Have to.
It would
but
give
that's
me pause.
Way more on that. You know what I mean? That has a, just be some monster walking the earth saying what they want when they want to say it.
But that there are people who think that like their ears are pristine.
Yeah.
So words that they've been told are bad, they can't be around.
I've said
do
this
you, are
to
you. I'm like, I find that just so outside of my domain.
I've
I don't
said this
understand.
To you 1,000 times that like the idea that some people out there walking the earth being like, I am not. You're not above being offended, fuckbag. We all are going to get offended out there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's many things out there that bother me. And you know what I do? I yell about them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't write letters to your goddamn boss and be like, this person should have blah, blah, blah. You're going to be offended. It's the earth. It's an earth.
No. I agree with you. And I think the whole words thing is super interesting because there are some words that I go back and forth with that I'm like, is that offensive? Is it not offensive?
Like what?
Some of them.
Like what?
the faggot word. I don't like what
First
it means.
Of all,
I do not like what it means.
It's, okay.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I know that it really mm-hmm. deeply offends people.
Yeah, yeah. No, so when
but
we're talking
also,
about...
But also, the sound of it
but if we wanna,
is a funny word,
it's
but
great.
Like...
It's a great word. And also, if I can just... As a straight man from the 90s, okay? Who we... Anybody who was born in the 80s, we said this word. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you grew up. You said it. You said it. You know what we said it over? NBA Jam... When somebody scored on you, you'd be like, you fucking faggot. You know what I mean? But it had nothing to do with anybody being gay. It's just one of the greatest words that ever happened ever in life.
It's and just, then, yeah, it's doing the NBA Jam thing that made you gay, right?
Playing NBA Jam. Well, their dicks out and tied to each other. Yes, that was a real issue. And then you would get hard and the dicks would fall apart. Yeah. You know?
Can I tell you yeah. something? One of my friends, I won't mention his name.
Frank. Say, yeah. You don't, I don't know who it is.
So he...
Also, can I just quickly say, just to... I don't say faggot now, just so everybody understands.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I never, never said it towards gay people. Never! That was never what it was! Faggot basketball, these faggot trees. It had nothing to do with
well,
you know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Faggot trees are all over the place, you
well,
know?
Do you know that faggots...
Yeah, that is what
it's just like,
isn't it
yes,
the thing of sticks?
They used to be okay, a thing of sticks. Yeah. My great-grandmother, dead serious, top of her stairs, has a big picture, and it says, a little girl gathering faggots. And it's her picking up sticks. My grandmother was born
right,
in 1914.
But then faggot came about from gay people were burned.
This is what I'm saying.
With the sticks, and that's horrific.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. Yeah, but in the 90s, it was just a fun time. We were all partying. Our clothes were pretty loud, you know. And then again,
jams.
It went back to gay people.
Were you wearing
I
jams?
Hear you.
Just check.
No. What are those?
Okay.
What are those?
Oh, so I must be a little bit older than you. They are, and they're so they're coming back, I believe. Ugh. They're incredibly loud, flowery, like workout. Shorts
no.
that you could pretend
yeah, no.
you're a surfer, but you're not.
No, never heard of these.
Well, you watch it. You're like 20
starter
minutes
jackets,
away.
I remember. And starter jackets right. are back. People are wearing starter jackets again. Snapback hats.
Hold on, I want to tell you. So my friend, he's recently single, and he calls me. And first of all, I'm the wrong audience for this. But he was like, "Yeah, you know, been banging a lot of sluts."
Nice.
And I was like, "If you ever, ever refer." To a girl you just had sex with as a slut, yeah. I will never talk to you again.
Unless he means it as a compliment. Like, thank goodness all of these sluts keep calling me. Yeah, they should be grateful.
There was almost just an element of, like, anger, like these sluts. And I just was like, what makes them a slut? Like, because you fucked your anger
they
into
would,
them?
Because they
like,
would touch his penis.
Exactly.
I don't know who he
it's
is,
his
but
own
that's how
self-hate.
I feel about it.
Well,
yeah.
it's being projected.
It's a little bit of self-hate, but again, as a man born in the 80s, okay?
Here we go.
In do the it, 90s, do it.
It's a very weird thing to be in a man, right? Just in terms of not that it's right or good or whatever, but we're taught sort of that if you sleep with anybody, you're a bag of shit.
Yep.
Me and girls.
Yep. Absolutely.
So even if you fuck us, the people that you're riding, we're like, you're garbage.
Yeah.
Not that it's right. Not that everybody's doing
I mean,
it. I don't do it.
It's definitely not right.
I've called many a woman a faggot just so we can get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you ride
yeah.
my dick. I'm like, you stupid faggot. But
and then she comes.
And then well, I come. I don't make, no. Women don't come.
Come.
That's
wow.
a fact.
Wow.
Yeah, women don't come. What's
wow.
the point?
Yeah, it's a
what
myth.
Would you even come for? You don't make the kids. You know
no.
what I mean? The cum goes into you and then you make the kids.
That's all, yeah. And we're just supposed to make kids,
exactly.
make you dinner.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Stop talking. I get it.
No
if you could for half a second.
And
I mean,
no
none
farting.
Of that. That's,
no
I mean,
farting.
What are we
oh,
talking about?
Oh, I've never
about?
Farted in my
obviously,
life.
Obviously, women don't fart. It's
but,
a whole thing people don't understand.
You see,
what's
you
a
see
burp?
What I'm saying? It's not good
it's insane.
By any stretch, well, but it's a dumb mentality that we teach people. Because men are also told that we're complete losers if we don't fuck women. It's a game that nobody can win.
Right.
It's a very stupid game.
And I'd like to add that the insult cocksucker is particularly amusing in the same context.
Yeah.
Is it like a guy would scream like it as an insult while they are trying to have their cock sucked? Can I say cocksucker?
Oh,
also,
you can.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Women
okay.
say
my
it.
Vagina flinched the way you said it.
Oh,
you were
good.
Like cock sucked. I was like, I'm listening.
Right?
Women say it as well. I love that that's one of those phrases that's like so because gay obviously gay is completely cool. People can get married, do whatever they want, but suck my dick can be said by anybody.
Amen.
And it still means fuck you.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
Yes.
Women can say it. You've
I
said
say
it to me a thousand
I say,
times.
I, yeah, I've told
the,
you.
All
I'm
the
like,
times you hang up
dick.
On me, yeah, you're like, suck my dick. And then you
yes.
throw
the
I
phone away.
I hang up
away.
On you all the time. Most of
you
our
hang
conversations.
Up you hang up
you're
and you block
such a
the fucking door. No,
you're
I'm
such
a loser.
A fucking loser.
You block
Let me
the door.
Why.
And then 2 weeks later, you'll call me and be like, oh, I apologize.
Literally, Jenna, the last conversation we had, I was telling him how much I loved him and believe in him and what his soul song is and that he's a dragon. And then he comes comes in here, suck my dick, and I hang up. Our conversation is like, Nathan, I love you so much.
Not all the time. No, going, no, no. She's really glossing over a lot of the conversations.
We have not fought in a long time. And the last fight we had is because you held in and you suppressed some stuff.
Uh-oh.
That's not even true. Do you want the last fight we had, the last real fight, I won't bring it up, but the last real fight we had.
Was in the here.
No. What was it? What happened here?
At the podcast. You were in this room.
Ah.
That was the last fight we had.
Ah, yeah, I guess that's true.
It was. Yeah. And it's because you were upset. And then we talked it over.
I don't like to get upset.
Wow. I know. That happened? That just happened.
I'm allowed.
He's like a parrot.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Is this a sexual relationship? Can I ask you guys?
Never been.
That might help things.
No.
I mean, just to get it out there. Honestly.
Well, here's the thing. If me and Kate ever did sleep, get your face.
Okay, it's not happening. Just for those
who
don't
mean that because you're not an attractive person. It's just like such a barrier would be broken of like brother sisterhood.
You keep saying brother sister.
Right.
That's how
he hears friend zone.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, why he's laughing.
No, he doesn't.
Dude,
that's why he's laughing.
No, that's hilarious.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you and me, if we ever, this is never going to happen, but if we ever did sleep together, we'd never talk again. That's what would happen. it wouldn't go into
not on my end, you asshole.
We would never, ever talk. Yes, it would be on your
end,
too.
Can you imagine if that ever happened and then you never talked to me again?
No, I'm not saying I would never. I'm saying we would never. I know.
Why? What would you do to her in
I wouldn't
bed
do anything.
That would cause
her
not
faggot.
To talk to
you. First of all, you get called a faggot. That's the first thing that comes through my door. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
When you walk in my door, you get called a faggot.
First of all, also for
I
the
don't
record,
call women
his
that.
Girlfriend of like 8 years, the most amazing woman, is also one of my best friends.
Shout out.
So let's
shout out
seven.
To this woman.
Also,
love
first
her.
Of all, seven.
Oh,
let's
I'm
not add
sorry.
Years. Let's not add years. And you guys hang out, blah, blah, blah. So we're just talking
you
in a fantastical
get past,
world.
You want to get past seven, though, because that's a rough
He
patch,
would die without
seven
Liz.
Is,
literally, he can't feed himself.
I would.
It's true.
I can feed myself. Also,
barely.
I can't.
Barely.
I can't.
You get migraine headaches because you forget to eat when Liz isn't around.
I love that.
I do forget.
I forget to eat myself.
I forget to eat. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of him. I'm like, I need a man, Liz.
Yeah.
To keep my life
my
in order.
My ex is a man, Liz. He,
really?
Yeah. He kept me nice
you're
and fed.
You're trying to send me. You want me to fuck your ex? I feel like you're trying to. I don't feel like
that would be
well, what's
nice
his,
of you.
What was his deal? Because we're all fucked, right? In this triangle of death here?
No.
In which way?
Fucked in the way of like we ain't regular people. Stop it. Stop
oh, you mean
it.
I'm a drag?
Yes,
what
I hear you.
This
yes.
is what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking bus drivers calling themselves dragon sorceresses. So, but you know, or sorcerai or however the fucking but
masculine.
But you know what I'm saying. You know what
I
I'm saying.
I completely understand.
We are not on the grid of regular human. Regular humans know when to eat and fucking
do
that.
They? They do.
They do.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Are you sure? Or are they thinking?
I don't know.
They know. They're not. They know.
That could be. That
if you
could be
have
true.
Money, regular people aren't walking around being like, "I just forget." They eat. They eat. But you know why though? Probably a little bit. Dead serious. Scheduled life. So you get up at 7, you gotta go to work, so you know when you're eating breakfast.
Yep.
12 o'clock, you're like, it's lunch. What am I gonna do? Suck my own dick? No, you eat food. It's lunchtime. And then after work, you're like, well, I gotta eat again because this is just what time dictates.
Yeah.
You know, whereas I don't have a regular day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's so true. And people who make other people, they have to eat regular. They have to feed those
made
people.
Other
what
people.
Do you mean made
oh,
other
that's
people?
True.
You're
I
talking
mean,
about women?
And men make people, right?
Sure. So you just talk about
when you have a kid.
People
no,
I'm
she's
just saying
oh,
when you
parent.
Made people.
You're talking about parents.
Just or okay. If you made people, you have to keep them eating.
Well, that's
oh,
probably
now, okay,
what keeps
kids.
Me eating.
All right, now I get it. I thought you meant people.
I just
who are
find
just
it,
in a room making humans eat. You need to eat.
Well, I just to me it's important to say it that way because people should really think about the fact that they're making people.
Yeah.
Because like
you're
everyone thinks
people.
You're making people.
You're making
and like think really everybody... think about whether that's a great idea or not.
I don't think I've had this conversation with you. I don't think everybody should be making people.
I couldn't agree more.
I think there should be forms. I
love,
think you should
I
have to fill
the
out
friendship
forms.
Going on
don't
over
you think
here.
There should be forms? You're making a human
of
being
course
that we're going to have
form.
To deal with at some point in time. Fill out a thing. What do you do during the day?
Yeah, but who
why
could
did
possibly,
you lose your last job?
But who could possibly be the one to like look
out.
Over that?
We can figure
us,
that out.
Us, the three of us.
We could Scantron no. it. It could be. We could automate that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah, you
yep.
can. You totally
yeah,
can.
Yeah, yeah. There should maybe some IQ, you know. I mean, I'm not saying we don't need dumb people. I'm just saying not maybe not as many. Slightly less.
If you've had an animal die in your care, no fucking kid. You know what I mean?
Old age is all right, though, right?
What do you mean? Like, oh, the dog died of old age? Well, yeah, you're not
then,
a wizard.
Then you did a great job.
You can't keep a dog alive forever.
Yeah.
No,
I heard you had a dragon heart. Yo. Don't shit on wizards.
The amount of times I've come in here and yelled at Everything Is Wrestling, this woman's fought me on it, now calls herself a dragon sorceress. I absolutely love it. Back to this
yes,
quickly.
Agreed.
If you own a dog forever and ever until it, yes, you've done the exact thing.
Yes.
No, you, of course. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the only people who should make maybe a life cycle of a cat.
You ever see the people walking the street with they got a dog off a leash. You ever see these goddamn criminals?
God. Yes.
No leash.
Yeah.
No kid.
Yeah.
That's a fact. There's no reason.
I agree 100%. And yeah. I feel like Judge Judy would have your back on that.
And Mills Lane.
I don't want to be
that. I love Judge Judy.
She is a wild bitch and it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Is she still on? Is Judge Judy still making episodes?
I feel like I just saw an episode and that's what made
Judge
me think
Judge
Mill
Yon is still on.
Ooh.
The lady, the other lady.
Fancy.
And then I believe... No, Joe Brown's gone. Mathis might still be around. Remember Mathis?
Yeah, I think I've seen him recently. I don't have TV, so I don't know. Like,
Good for you.
No. I have a TV that Shane uses for Xbox, but I don't have, like, whatever, like, cable
something plugged
or whatever.
Into
I don't
it.
Watch.
Whatever. Yeah. As if she
Go
forgot
fuck
the
yourself.
Cable was a thing.
Go fuck
oh,
yourself.
Oh, there's television channels.
You know what? Okay.
I don't have
this
the box
friendship
of
that's
stuff.
Being developed. I'm like, you know, I don't have Jenna on. I feel like she'll really get me. And all of a sudden, the two of you are like, yeah, you fuck it. What's, you don't know what a TV is? Okay, first of all, are you guys ready for the email?
We're already going into emails. I mean, we just started a whole tirade about who should not have babies.
And I'm still upset about the words thing. I feel like we haven't finished with the words thing, too. I'm
Certain
angry
words,
about
I
it.
I don't know if we can ever even finish with
yeah,
any of these
you're
things.
Right, you're
because when it comes
right.
to words, it's
on,
both.
We can figure out. We can come up with a list right now of who can and can't have kids.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
See, I think that stuff gets dangerous.
It does get dangerous.
Because everyone thinks that they could have a kid
yeah,
and
I
other people who are criminals.
I don't think I can have a kid.
Here's a person.
I fully understand that there's very little about my genetic makeup that should be passed on. I completely get it.
I would trust
person.
You, actually, with the kid.
One person who should not have a kid. This type of person, if on the subway in New York, if you get off, or no, you get on before other people get off, no fucking kids for
Absolutely.
You, okay? You got to understand.
Yes.
You got to let people off before you just push your goddamn sweaty shoulders.
Yeah. How about the lady who stood 3 inches closer to me than the space in the subway required of her?
Yeah.
She cannot have children.
Oh, yeah.
The disrespect. I'm like, if you better be from a country that is different social norms than mine. Like, I almost asked her where she was from. Because to figure out how mad I was willing to be.
Where are you from, Chile? Where the hell are you from?
I did a lot of fake waving in front of myself on the subway today to indicate this part's my space. And it didn't cause her to move in any way. Which, at the very least, I look like a mental patient who should back off.
Oh, that's another one. Just based on that. If you go into a restaurant that's like kind of empty and they sit you somewhere and then the waiter brings in another group and sits them right fucking beside you. Mm. No kid for that waiter. You kidding me? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of space in this restaurant. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is my section though. Well, fuck you and fuck your section. Mm-hmm. No kid.
Can I give one now?
Mm.
If you snot rocket in public, I saw that one time, a dude just plugged one side of his nose, snot rocketed onto the grass.
Yep.
No kid for you.
Kid.
I might even go as far to say public spitting.
Yeah.
I really...
Well, sure, maybe.
I mean, there's... Okay, it depends, but if you're just a constant spitter, I saw a person spit indoors.
What?
Where?
Indoors.
On the floor?
In, somewhere in New York
floor?
City.
That
on the floor?
Is.
On the floor?
On the
floor? You know what? Don't have a kid. If you do have a kid, it gets taken away right there.
That's
gets taken away right there. And
that's an easy rule.
We just give it to another place. It goes to Russia.
That's
the kid's
an easy
gone.
Rule. But I got to say, I think the snot rocket might be a cultural thing, too. There are some countries...
No,
I'm not saying that it's going to change our rules about having children.
Uh-huh,
I still back you up on that.
Uh-huh.
But I do believe that
some
there
countries
are...
Some countries, all of them should not have
there
kids.
Are countries, there are countries
all
where the
soccer
way...
soccer-playing countries.
The way you get rid... The way you get rid of extra mucus in some countries is to let it leave your body... In public.
Name a country.
The thing is, if you start getting used to...
China? Yeah. People are just blowing their face on the street?
Snot rocket.
On the street?
Rocketing.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
All I know is most public spitters I've seen have been... You know what? Not just Asian. I've seen actually some other cultures. But it's been a lot of dudes and they just think they can spit wherever the fuck they want.
Talking about spitting?
Gross.
The guys that dip and spit into a Gatorade bottle? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's disgusting.
That's gross.
That's one level below touching a kid in my eyes. It's horrifyingly
it's
gross.
It's worse than touching a kid.
It's right below.
Okay.
But it's right there in terms of societal things.
I would say
things.
Touching a kid's worse.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was just checking where the scale was.
No, of course. Touching a kid is top in society, of course.
Yes.
Right under that is dipping and spitting your goddamn tobacco breath into a Gatorade bottle that you walk around with. Right below, touch it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Carrying a container of your own spit, enough. That's enough. I don't even care. Maybe there's no dip involved. Yeah. Maybe you just carry a container.
Oh, my God.
You're spitting into a bucket.
I used to date a wrestler. Yeah. No, I used to date a wrestler in high school. To try to lose weight, he would honestly spit over and over into a fucking
that is
Gatorade.
So
well, you know me
that
with wrestling.
So
you know me with wrestling.
Horse
yeah,
cock,
I'm behind
he did
that
have
guy.
A horse
I'm
cock.
I like what wrestling. That guy's doing. Yeah, I like what he's doing.
What's your background again on the wrestling front?
I say everything is wrestling. That's it. That's all.
I've heard you say this, but I'd love to...
Like, okay, say this lady
he's saying
now
everyone has their own role. We're playing a role in life.
Yeah, lady.
So he's
lady.
Saying it's wrestling. Like, Trump, he thinks, is like an amazing wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to vote
yeah, that's
for
fair.
Him.
Yeah.
But he's like the perfect
him.
Bad
yes.
guy.
I yes. can't vote for him.
Oh, yeah, you're not even legally.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm legally here, but I'm Canadian, so I can't vote
wow.
for I wouldn't anyway, but you know what I mean? But yeah, he's a wrestler. You're a wrestler.
The dragon sorceress.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you?
Motherfucker. Fought me on it for so long and then gave herself a god. You know what I mean? That's like calling herself the real American. Like if Hulk Hogan had this podcast, do you know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I didn't realize I was a wrestler till you pointed it out like that.
I've been saying this forever.
Yeah.
Anyways. I mean, do you have any
Nathan,
email?
We know you're a god, okay? We're all seeing it.
Thank
Nathan
you, whoever
McIntosh
said that.
Is a god.
Yeah, again, appreciate it.
Okay, and you're mentioned in this podcast a couple times.
Ooh.
I mean, in this email.
Ooh.
This specific email?
Yes.
Why is Nathan here? Why will he not go away?
No, everyone at first, when Nathan first started coming on like 2.5 years ago, the first comments, they were like, who is this maniac? He can suck 10 million dicks.
Nice.
And now.
So many dicks.
Nice.
And
so
it made
many,
me laugh so,
so many dicks.
Much.
And now they love him.
That's
and they
fine.
Love when he fires me up. So in the beginning, when I used to fight with them, they'd be like, yeah, he's an asshole. Now they're like, Kate really needs to learn how to take a joke.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
Which she
wow.
does sometimes, a lot of the time. Yeah. You've been mad at me about jokes. You've been mad at me about jokes.
Yeah, but I've gotten a lot better.
Sure, but I'm just saying. But anyways.
I used to take things a lot more personally.
Oh,
I was
God,
triggered
Jenna.
All the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear
who
God.
Wasn't, though? Who wasn't? It's a whole thing. It's a
yeah.
whole process.
Yeah.
I got mad
yeah.
at you one time about a joke type thing.
What?
Remember when I got mad at you about the homeless guy?
Oh, yeah.
I was livid.
Yeah, but I wasn't making a joke.
No,
I said
know.
Something that you just didn't agree with, but we misunderstood what the concept was. I had said something to him, because I believe that before we incarnate, you essentially choose your path.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
I hear
think
you.
There's free will
I
in
totally
it, whatever.
Hear you.
So there was a homeless guy outside. This was like 1.5 years ago. And he had so much charisma. Like, he came up to me and Nathan, and you could tell he was like a
He didn't
sparkly...
come up to me. I was inside.
Oh, okay. He came up to me and he had like such a sparkly personality. Like, he was funny. He was making, like, he was like, there was a guy trying to kick game to me, and he came up, interrupted the guy, and was basically
nice.
Like, you're gonna have to try harder if you want
nice.
To get it. Like, he was funny.
Nice.
And didn't give a fuck and dissed the guy. And I just really liked him. So I walked in and I was saying essentially what I meant to say, but it came off like I'm insensitive. I was like, wow, like the funniest, most charismatic homeless guy was just out there. And I'm like, it's so interesting. You know, why he would choose that path or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
and then
I
he
see.
Was offended.
And
like,
why would you say you choose homelessness?
And I, obviously,
Got
I don't
it.
Mean
Live
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't mean the guy's not a victim still.
I totally
to society
get it.
And everything.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
mean like he chose it. He's like, I want to be homeless.
No, you
like,
meant like his soul's life lesson
was,
involved
yes,
coming
I meant the
here
deepest,
that way.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah.
I meant like before... He went
you meant
form.
All the yeah. thing that doesn't really exist, and you
That's
guys are just making
true.
It up as you go. I'm just fucking around, guys.
Hey,
what are we doing here?
What are we doing, son of a?
It's 4:20, by the way,
Yay.
Guys. It's 4:20.
Yay. Oh wow,
yeah. Smoking some weed.
You should. You should bring weed into this. Or like ayahuasca, that would make
That's
sense for this.
That's a great idea.
Do you know what I mean? I'm
yeah.
totally DMT.
That's a All great
right,
idea.
People
Next
throwing
time
up into a bucket on
that.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
There's no reason we can't figure out open our mind. I mean, this
let's
is.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's
we're
connect
supposed
on
to
that,
be,
and then
we'll
do talk
a
about the homeless.
Get a
yeah.
shaman
That's a
in
great
here.
Idea.
Yeah, get a shaman in here, like a real one.
That's a great
Allison
idea.
Allison is a real
Not
shaman.
Allison Charles. I'm talking
she
like
is a real shaman.
I get it. I'm
she
talking
is.
And the Ultimate Warrior was ultimate. You know, I'm talking about like a real shaman with like a fucking like a
she
burlap
is.
Set.
She does all that.
Okay, I'm talking about I'm talking about living in the woods. Big beard, doesn't speak anything, only shakes sticks. Do you
Whatever.
Know what I mean? Doesn't even speak
Can
a language.
Can I get to my goddamn
Bangs
email?
Rocks in a bag, kills frogs.
Oh.
Well, you have a really weird definition of what a shaman is. That's all I have to say. That's on you, my friend.
What's the email?
Hi. Hi, my name is Josh. I'm a huge fan of Invasion of Privacy and listen to it the moment it's released every week. Thank you, Josh.
Yay.
You and Joe, along with Nathan, make my week every time. Well, guess what? Joe's gone!
Thank you. Nathan's still here!
Nathan's here!
Nathan's here for now. It's okay.
Until we fight! No. Okay.
Thank you.
After listening to all the podcasts, I know you have a deep connection with spirituality, and I myself am also a very similar believer into spirits and souls and energy. I'm here to ask your opinion on something. A couple weeks ago, me and my friend went to a local sporting event with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's friend. As soon as I was introduced to the girlfriend's friend, she suddenly stopped and could have sworn we'd met before. I, at the time, didn't think so and thought she was crazy. But later the evening went on, she did kind of show a familiarity, but I couldn't think of why. Once the event was over, I was on my way home and suddenly had a rush of a feeling like a memory or something and had to pull over. At that moment, I realized where I'd seen her. I'd never met her before, but I'd seen her in a dream. Multiple dreams that are very clear. At first, I didn't know what to think about it, but came to the conclusion that our souls were connected in a way, like a bond or something, kind of like you and Nathan. So I guess I'm just wondering what your opinion is of the situation and why we feel we've met before when we haven't.
Love it.
I know.
Love it.
Because this kid here is living in a horror movie, and he needs to get out of that town, state, all of that shit. Right now is the beginning of the horror movie, right? You see, you're driving out, you go to a sporting event, it's all like, oh, go Wolverines. And then you meet a person like, oh, I think I've seen her in a dream. And then that fucking woman haunts your house, turns the lights off, starts cutting you in your sleep. You got to get out of that town.
Okay, first of all, it sounded like you said horror movie.
Thank you. That was my horror.
I don't pronounce things. So I don't say towel either. What am I, the queen? Okay. Horror movie, towel.
Okay, that's a great thing you went on, but I disagree. I think souls do have very strong connections sometimes. Maybe you've had a lot of past lives together. Mm-hmm. I do believe, like, I've definitely had crazy psychic intuitive dreams. I've definitely met people where I'm like, I've met you before. Mm-hmm. I know I've known you in other lifetimes. You and I've definitely lived other lifetimes together.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we
have. No, we haven't. I wouldn't have allowed this twice.
I can't.
We have not done this before.
That's wonderful.
We have not done this before.
We have
not.
And every time.
Where?
Every time. We said it twice. Every time. Yeah.
We're moving. We're in Egypt. We're in Egypt moving big bricks. And I'm like, isn't the sand funny? And you're like, no, sand triggers me. You know I fell in sand one day. And then we don't talk forever.
Yep.
I just think, again, when you listen to that, that's a horror, apologize.
Thank you.
Horror movie trailer right there. Kid goes to a game, okay, and then a woman comes up. He's seen her in a dream, and then he dies. Get out of that town.
Yeah,
get
I out can of that see that. State. I guess a great plot,
I mean,
too.
That's
movie.
It, that's all.
Great.
But Jenna, can I get your opinion now?
I do think, well, so I don't have any judgment of his interpretation of the situation, mm-hmm. but I'd say when somebody looks familiar, there's a reason for it. And sometimes they are familiar, actually, that person. I think sometimes they are energetically very similar to the person that they're reminding you of. So your energy system is giving you a lot of information when you're like, whoa, you remind me of my cousin. And then you become friends with that person. 3 months later, they do something obnoxious that your cousin would do. And you're like, oh, my God. That was significant that you reminded me of that person.
Well, there truly is only like 8 people on Earth.
Right.
Like an archetype.
There's like 8 types. You know what I mean? You meet somebody and they say something like, yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
You're like, yeah, yeah.
I'm
over you. I dumped you 5 years ago.
I dumped you five
That's
years
ago.
What's that phrase? Amazeballs? You know what I mean? Every time I heard that, I'm like, I met you.
Yeah, that's very accurate. Thank you.
Or Target instead of Target.
Ugh, I hate you.
I'm like, we've been here before.
Yeah.
Do you know that Target and Walmart are like, they're the same building, right? But Walmart, this is just a stupid thing, but Walmart, when you go in on the right side of the store. Target, when you go in, it's the left side. Everything is this way. Everything on Walmart is this way.
Interesting. Huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a very good observation. Interesting.
Yeah, unvetted. That may not even be accurate, but
I'm sure there are some Targets or Walmarts that have, you know, changed for whatever reason. There was like a fucking well dug somewhere and they had to do it the other way.
But
back to the horror movie. I know what you're saying. Well, yeah. The well, the little girl comes out of the well. I've seen you before.
The haunted Walmart. Let's do a horror movie, Haunted Walmart.
I like that.
That's great. And it starts with the, I recognize you from a dream.
Or a guy just in mannequin. Aisle three being like, how much is this fishbowl? And then just the whole building goes dark and then there's just hell.
Maybe he can recognize a mannequin from his dream in the movie.
It's a mannequin. That's
it's mannequin
three.
He
saw this mannequin at another store?
In another dream.
This mannequin looks familiar. Isn't this at a fucking Gucci store?
Yes.
And then the mannequin has a story. He comes to life and he's like, yeah, you know, I used to be on top. I was in all the high-level clothing stores. Then I fell off.
I was on the top floor.
Yeah. Now I'm down here at Walmart, modeling fucking 725.
I'm off here to the right. Nobody ever gets this far to the store. Yeah,
nobody even sees these board shorts that I'm rocking.
Jams. Excuse me. They're jams.
Excuse me, sir. They are jams.
Sir, jams.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm curious. I would like to ask, what's our friend's name who emailed you?
Josh.
Josh, did your friends bring this girl to the game as your date?
Oh.
I'm curious, because it maybe then your brain can start creating some, like, oh, I do feel a connection.
I don't know. And I just feel like there are some people, and I think, you know, it could be a mixture of what you're saying. There are certain energy systems that you've been around a person that reminds you exactly like them. But I think from, you know, I always go to the deepest, weirdest, most spiritual place with it, is I really do believe in past lives and future lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for sure, I know Shane and I talk about it all the time. I'm like, we've definitely lived many, many lives together in different roles.
But
like, he might have been my parent one time, or maybe we were both dogs running wild in a field together.
I feel like a layer underneath that processing is the fact that we are all one consciousness anyway.
Yeah.
So there's like nothing that's happened that you haven't experienced as a result of being from cut from the same cloth. Go on, air it out.
Would that be deja vu?
I see the look.
Would that be deja vu in your eyes?
I don't know. Because I know they have like measured a brain thing with some deja vu things.
Okay.
So like, I don't want to disqualify my sentence by pointing to that part of that experience.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, everyone should look familiar if we all come from the same big blanket, if we're all tiny slivers of the same cloth.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything bad.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's just how you like to look at me.
That's my resting face.
I like that.
Face. No, first of all, deja vu's fucked. And whenever we figure that out, I mean, that's some real shit, man. 5 years later, you're like, whoa! You know what I mean? But the thing with let's say there's past lives, okay? And I was a fucking cat, you were a goddamn bug, and we floated around.
You ate me.
We had another podcast. Disgusting.
The bug and cat podcast.
That's a great
invasion of cats with bugs. No, here's the thing okay, let's say that's true.
That's amazeballs.
Let's say let's say
cool
you
beans.
Let's
cool
say
beans.
Cool beans too can fuck off.
Don't.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You can
definitely
ride that pogo stick hard, buddy. If we had different lives, right? What kind of shit world is this, and life and garbage fucking thing, that you can't know all of them? Why can't I know about the panther life?
Yeah.
Who stops this? Why would anybody shut that up?
But there are some people. There's a woman named Teal Swan, the spiritual catalyst.
No.
Another wrestler.
Don't believe her.
She can remember a lot of her past lives.
No, she can't.
And then it almost doesn't become a
big
deal.
How do you know that? How can we on paper or whatever know that this woman
quantify
can feel
that? I'm not sure. How can you quantify love?
How do you quantify love?
You can quantify love.
No, really. You can't.
Yes, you can.
How?
Fucking De Beers, man. You buy.
Oh, he's true. Oh, yeah.
Did you cut off a little boy's wrist for me? Not love.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Was this smuggled out of someone's anus? Oh, you love me.
They should sell them that way.
Did at least 10 children in other countries suffer for this? Okay.
Well, if we want to get real serious, in this room that we are in right now, many children suffered for all of it. Every piece of it, that door, this fucking thing, the goddamn, you know, all
can
of it.
Can we end this podcast
touching,
and all of us
everything
crying
yeah,
and feeling
definitely
guilty for being white, you know?
No! Yeah. No! If they were over here, they'd be doing the same thing. You don't think if there was a kid from fucking Myanmar who could get here and do a podcast,
where?
You don't think he would? Myanmar.
I didn't even know that existed.
Formerly Burma.
Yeah, that's fair.
Keep going.
Anyways, if he was on this side, right? Okay, the whole world, I kind of look at it this way. All the first world, I'm putting that in quotes because whatever. Mm-hmm. The happiest people I ever saw, first of all, before I say, the happiest people I've ever seen in my life were in South Africa. These little kids, no shoes, they're having a great fucking time. Mm-hmm. Then you see kids here and they look miserable mm-hmm. and they got everything.
Yeah, because they missed a Pokemon.
They missed a Pokemon they're doing whatever, you know? But if the whole world was the Titanic, we are in first class.
Yes.
Even if you got nothing on this side, you can't put cream cheese on a bagel, you got dick. You know, mm-hmm. you don't even got dick. You don't even have a dick. You got no dick to suck. You got no dick to jerk. You're still in first class. And the rest is like in the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So even over here, when people are like, oh, I can't do, how am I ever? If you have a fucking place in this developed, again, quotes, world.
You have water. You probably have water.
Oh, how, you ever, your fucking toilet ever get clogged? Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
my
you're
God.
Just
it's
like,
a, it's
this is the
real.
Worst.
Yeah. But it's
this
is so
the worst
true.
Thing
it's
ever happened.
Yeah. Yeah. But sidebar, it's really important to me that we re-look at our plumbing technology because it's 2016 and we're shitting in the water supply.
Yeah.
That's like, there's got to be an engineer who can.
But you know
you
what?
Think
that
of any
water.
Other,
yeah. yeah, dirt.
No.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not the engineer.
No,
I'm
all
not
I was going to say, all I was going to say is that water had past lives.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
water
yeah.
doesn't remember that it was shit into. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
This is a new water
Here's
with a new
thing.
With a new he's got
I
a new stream.
I want to agree with you, but do you remember years ago when they were saying that everybody had like weird female hormones they were drinking in the water because people were flushing birth control pills?
Oh, that's right.
So I'm saying so that fact alone tells
Jesus,
me that the filtration system
you were drinking birth control.
Oh God.
Because somebody flushed it. So don't forget that part. Because somebody flushed it, you drank it. What is wrong with that circle?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
Well, then we gotta up top, before we start flushing it, every kid, we should just be feeding them birth control so that they get ready for what's coming in the water.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like carbo loading, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like how you can't kill a rat now with poison because they just grew up on it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's true. Why antibiotics don't really work on a lot of people anymore.
Yeah.
You need a huge one. You need to like get inside of an antibiotic. Yeah. And just ride
Living
in the little...
Living it for 10 days and then you'll heal.
Ride in the little pill
yeah.
thing connector.
That's an antibacterial yeah. soap. That's what people are doing all the time,
antibacterial
right?
Antibacterial soap,
Those people
yeah.
can eat my butt. I'm serious. I'm so
I
angry.
I'm with
so
you.
Angry.
I'm angry. I'm livid. I like it.
I'm irate.
You won't use antibacterial soap?
Well, I can't say I won't, like, because if it's the
Purell.
Soap,
if you want someone
there,
to eat your butt, you might want to use antibacterial soap.
That's totally
soap.
Fair. That's fair.
Oh, roast battle! That's
no,
a great
but the,
line.
The idea that, like, you spray a chemical and it kills things, and that's clean.
We're not supposed to kill other things.
Right, and how about dirt, in which your food grows, that's dirty.
Well,
but killing everything with a chemical is clean.
Well,
like,
they
that
say,
is so
You know
fucked.
Those hand sanitizers?
Yes.
People are saying that those are really bad for
right.
you. Because you have to get used to having some kind of dirt on
Thank
your hands.
You.
I've told you this before, but this is why my whole theory on why rich people are weak. Because they're not put around
yes.
the rest of us garbage,
yes.
quote. And then they're like in their own little world. You know, they got $1 billion, but they're all hunched over. They got spina bifida. And they're like, why are all these people? Yeah, they're dying. You need to be around garbage. You just need to be around.
Definitely.
You need
your
to
kids
drink.
Need to lick a subway pole.
Yes.
They need to.
Lick it.
I mean, if I saw Shane, I've seen Shane do some gross things. I'm like, buddy.
Your immune system's gotta work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it. Lick the floor.
I broke up with a boyfriend because he was upset that there was dirt on potatoes that we hadn't yet cooked. And I said, are you out of your fucking mind? We live in New York City. If a potato arrived here still with dirt on it, it is so clean.
Yeah.
Like, the only way that
you
potato
wash
could,
it.
But also the only way it could be cleaner is if it were fully encased in dirt.
That'd be like, honestly, yeah. if your kid was born and you're like, there's goddamn placenta on this fucking
yes,
kid.
Yes, exactly. Send it back.
Send it back.
I'm not eating this one.
Jam it back into my wife. Give me a clean baby. Yeah, because
yep.
they come from the dirt.
That's exactly.
They come from the dirt.
They do.
They come from the dirt.
Stop it.
Like, oh,
so, so what do we figure out here? This kid's
I'm dying to know if he's gonna, if they're getting
did
married.
Did he have sex with this witch
he
that he met?
No, guys,
he
you're wants asking to. Me for information.
Because I'll tell you what he's doing. What he wants is, this is my fear.
I need another email. Did you sleep with the witch?
Yeah, that my fear
the
is
witch.
That he's actually.
And then did she eat you afterwards?
Yes.
Please write us
with
from
or
her
without
stomach.
Purell. Yeah. My fear is that he actually asked you this question because he wants you to say, oh my God, you definitely have a deep spiritual connection, and then he can play that podcast for her as his excuse to get her out on a date.
Yeah.
That's my fear, is this is
like
a fucking
you guys
are twin
like
flames.
With the boombox out with John Cusack,
yes, yes.
Playing a podcast
that's
on her
exactly
front lawn.
Right.
You're going to have to edit out all the times
podcast.
I called her witch.
Hey guys, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. It's just outside our window. You're
date
yelling.
Josh, date Josh, yeah. Date Josh, date Josh. There you go. Now he's got his bite.
Wow.
Yeah,
what if he what if he does find out at the end of this, though, that she actually is him? The same soul,
what?
Different
yes.
bodies.
What? I like that.
That
what?
Can happen. I mean, I guess we all
what do you mean?
We're
what?
All essentially the same soul right. in different bodies anyway.
And I'd like to argue with you about the whole past lives thing just real quick. If time, are you with me?
I'm here.
If the beginning, middle, and end of time actually all unfolded at one split second, but
yeah.
the human experience of it is yeah. linear,
okay.
but the actual existence of time isn't linear, if that's possible, if that's a reality,
okay.
then the past life, then objecting to past lives makes no sense.
I'm not even objecting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is, who fucking stopped me from being able to remember them?
Okay.
That's what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay, I agree
Let
with you.
Let me
yep.
be a fucking dinosaur.
Yes, yeah.
Dude, if it happened,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I was
you get
a
to just slip
T-Rex.
Into the daydream of when you were a dinosaur.
What
yes, the fuck? Do you hear the buzzing by any chance? Or is it only in
no,
my headphone?
No.
Okay, it's my headphone then.
Check, are they plugged in?
Or my,
are they plugged in?
Yeah, yeah, they are. I just
okay, well
I
then.
Just wanted to make sure that not everyone was hearing the beep, bop, boop, boop. Maybe it's aliens
Ooh,
speaking to me.
That's a fun sound.
Guys, I got beep, the headphones bop, that aliens are channeling beep, bop, through.
Boop, it's Josh, again, beep, if I could beep, just get out of the beep, town, beep, man. Beep, get out of the town before this woman pulls her hair in front of her face, wears a white gown, and drags herself backwards up your fucking stairs.
I think there's a reason that they recognized each other, but it may not be why he asked you the question.
Oh.
I think he's trying. He wants you to help get him.
He
laid.
Wants in that vaggy.
I think
I
he's trying to get in the
think,
vaggy.
I don't read that from that.
He's climbing in the vaggy.
I don't think at all. I don't think at all.
I noticed
really
that you don't think, and it's a charming aspect.
Roast battle.
Do air horn. Air horn. Okay, ready for another email?
Yes.
Yay!
Yes, yes, yes,
email,
yes,
email.
Do you okay. still do the email song? Has email song died? Has email song died?
No, Shelby is the one who has the email song ready to go.
Shelby,
so
that
for this one,
fucking...
no.
What?
Yeah. Everybody, email song.
Do you
want to
sing it?
Email
do.
Song.
Do your email
the
song.
Email. We could come up with a better one. Here was my song for emails. It was emails. That was it.
I love that.
It was pretty fucking it's, bass.
It's wonderful.
Do you know what I mean? But we could be like, email. Send an email. 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 That's it.
Wow.
That's
my
all.
Ears are bleeding. You all have some high octaves. I'm very
I have
impressed.
The worst voice. I cannot
I feel so bad, man. Just locked in this fucking room of death and you just have to hear all this trash. I know.
It's my job, he said.
It's my job.
It's
he didn't even deny it.
It's my job.
It's my job.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a great job.
Oh,
no, he says
great
it's
job.
A great job if
yeah.
you can't hear him.
It is a pretty good job.
Yeah. Dragon sorceress in the room, you know?
What?
I don't know what your guy's giving yourself as do you have a title?
A title.
I'd like to leave
the
here
fire.
With mine.
The Ooh. Fire.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Please.
Wow.
The fire. What's your name? Pit of Death? Okay. Let me read the email before I keep bombing. Hi, Kate.
Is this a girl?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. It's interesting. You changed the tone of your
voice.
Now
I'm doing a girl voice.
No, I know. It's funny. I mean, they could just be, you don't have to do the voices.
I'd like to.
Okay.
It's fun.
Makes me get
yeah.
in there.
She might not even sound like that.
She might be Southern.
Hey, Kate!
Dude, she could be a truck driving
oh, hi,
fucking
Kate.
Shoeless woman. You know what I mean? She'd be running through the fields.
That's how I see her.
Okay. Thick, I'm gonna read
broad
this.
Shoulders.
I dreamed that.
Broad shoulders.
Hi,
dirty
Kate.
Hands.
I don't know if you remember me or not. I messaged you on Twitter
Ooh.
About a year and a half ago with
oh,
some
God.
Issues I was having when I fell for my best friend. Thought you might like to hear that everything has changed so much in a year and a half, and I couldn't be more happier about it. I don't think that's the right phrasing for that, but that's fine. We're best friends again.
Roast battle.
Roast battle. We're best friends again, and we have a mutual feeling about the friendship. I'm emailing you back because I'm going through a little rough patch. Well, maybe not so little, but I definitely wanted your advice. I went to my friend's house for a party the other night. It was a guy. This one guy, Bobby, was there, I hope I'm allowed to say the name.
Fucking hate Bobby.
I know.
You know, that's Bobby always name. Comes to these
hot.
Parties,
he's
man.
He's hot, though. That's the
Bobby's
problem.
Super hot.
That's the problem.
He's got a chest like Bobby. Fucking iron, and his dick is just Bobby. Rock hard constantly. You know? The guy never comes, either. Like, he'll just
keeps going. Yeah.
But Bobby,
it's actually too much sometimes.
His fucking hair, though, you know, it's just flopping
it's all,
around.
Yeah, it's like slick, but
what
perfect.
A bag
like,
of
yeah.
shit.
Get out of here, Bobby. This one guy, Bobby, was there who I've had feelings for the past 10 months or so.
Of course you have.
Who hasn't? Hard obviously. Dare.
Everyone
yeah.
likes Bobby.
I've jerked him 1,000 times. Impossible to make that
least,
man come.
At least.
Touch his balls, nothing. That guy doesn't care.
Nope.
We've been on and off, and our past doesn't make him look like the greatest kid, but I always give him more chances. As
of
I was
course
saying,
you do. Is it a rock
his
hard?
His name's Bobby with a rock hard dick and abs. As I was saying, he was at the party, and as all high school kids do at parties, we were both drinking. Long story short, one thing led to another.
Yeah, mom. And that's what that part of that email is. We're all doing it, Dad. Bobby's rock hard. So what, man? So fucking what? His dick is in my ass. We're all doing it.
This is what the kids do. You don't get our time.
You just don't get it, Pops.
Long story short.
When are you going to read the fucking Wall Street Journal?
Why don't you go put your jams back on, Dad?
Aw, Dad, stop embarrassing me, Dad. I'm sucking his balls, okay? Everybody does it.
I would like to retract all of my comments to this woman now that I realize she's in high school.
Okay, story short, one thing led to another, and next thing I knew, I found myself in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
Of his car, and we were hooking up.
It's not his car, it's his parents. Let's get serious.
I didn't plan on
Let's
this happening.
Let's get serious.
Oh, no.
But we ended up having sex.
Oh.
I was a virgin up until this point.
No! Bobby!
Bobby, come on!
Bobby, be responsible!
You rugged good looks and rock hard dick!
Put that thing away!
Great power comes from responsibility. Bobby, you can't just fuck them all!
One ring to rule them all!
Get a bed, Bobby!
I don't understand my reference. Go ahead, sorry.
It's a good reference.
I was a virgin up until this point, so I've been very nervous about how to go about the situation. He told me while we were in the car that he's had feelings for me.
Bullshit.
But looking back, I feel like he only said
so
that for sex.
For
I regret this night a lot because I never planned.
Let me move this seatbelt.
Stop. I regret
seat
this night a lot.
Seatbelt's jammed in my ass.
I
was just joking.
Because I never planned on losing my virginity in this way.
Oh,
I'm afraid. I'm afraid of where he stands with everything, and if he's not on the
care.
Same page as
he's
me,
not.
I don't know how I could recover from this.
He doesn't care.
Any advice or perspectives on my situation would be
mean?
Appreciated.
I love her so deeply, but when a guy tells you that he has feelings for you while he's
in
feeling
a car,
your tits,
when he's finger blasting you in a car,
he's like,
not
I have
true.
Feelings for you.
Not true. That's not always a lie. Okay, that's not always a lie.
Oh, good.
It's not always a lie.
But it is in this case.
No,
we don't know.
No, look. I've been in the back seat. I've been in the back seat of a car.
Yeah,
I've grabbed a woman's chest. And when I said I have feelings for you, I meant it.
Right.
I meant it.
But it didn't have anything to do with the fact that her boobs were in your hand.
Here
at
was the
feeling.
No, let me clarify. Here was the feelings I had. Yeah. I was in a class behind you. You came in every day and I was like, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting some feelings here in my pants.
Yep.
And then, you know, when I saw you and we got into the back seat of my parents' car.
I felt it.
Unless I'm rock hard Bobby with a fucking career, you know. But anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my feelings. So he's not lying.
He's not lying. So to clarify, she should ask him to point to the place in his body where he has those feelings.
And he goes,
ugh! Yeah, he's like, got your feelings right here,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah,
right in Bobby's cock.
Suck it. Suck it.
I am so pissed off that Bobby did this to her.
Bobby.
Honestly, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. He's banging chicks left, right, and center in his dad's fucking car. It's probably his mom's car. I'm sorry.
His mom's
he's probably the only guy in high school with an an STD. Come on, Bobby.
Seriously, always go with this.
Does she have an HPV vaccination? That's the question.
What? Everyone needs to have an HPV vaccination.
Yeah, but you can only get it if you're young.
Did they use a condom?
She's young.
They didn't use a condom. Did they use a condom?
She didn't say.
Please, Bobby never uses a condom.
I really hope she
Bobby
used a
never
condom.
Uses. Bobby eats condoms right in front
That's
of you.
That's exactly right.
Takes another pen. That's your condom. I run on condoms. I'm Bobby. I lost my virginity. I've already told the story here before. I lost my virginity at 14. I don't know how old this lady is. But I lost my virginity at 14, and I wasn't super happy. Like, thinking back, I'm just, it wasn't that cool. You know what I mean? I'm not happy about it.
What do you think the percentages of people who were not 15. Happy about losing their virginity? Like,
That's
I feel like
question.
Most, I'd say most people don't have a great losing their virginity story.
I was at Chuck E. Cheese, rolled ski ball.
Oh, God.
And I was like,
and this man came up to me, and he looked so familiar.
Bobby just had so many tickets.
I couldn't win ski ball.
The
like
ski ball
Bobby.
King, yeah.
Bobby, I'll ride you for one of those bobbleheads. And that's my story.
I just went to the wedding of the man, or the boy whose virginity, who we took each other's virginity.
How old were you?
A year ago.
It was very recent.
20 minutes ago.
It was before the ceremony.
I can't get married without putting my dick in something.
Yeah, we were normal age, like high school. But I feel like, don't kids have sex younger? You're young. How old are you?
21.
So you're 21. Yeah. So how old are people when they lose their virginity?
These days. 15, 16 still? Okay,
nice.
That's like the same. All right,
that's the same.
I beat that. All you losers in high school.
14. I've never heard 14.
14 is too far.
Right here, baby. Right here, the dick worked and everything. I mean, I came so fast. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And if I could go back and not do it again, I think I would. I don't think I would do it in that the way that it happened.
Yeah. I would definitely do the same exact thing again. It was great. It was so
Actually,
much fun.
You know what? As I thought about it,
mine
yeah,
just hurt
too.
Like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, it did hurt, but
hurt
it was
so badly.
Fun. It was
Mine wasn't fun. The first two times.
Yeah. But also, neither of us had any idea what we were doing.
Of course.
So we were in like 1,000 positions in like 5-minute period trying to figure out what wouldn't hurt.
I was pulling
which
myself.
Which is kind of super fun.
I was pulling
like,
myself
I don't know,
up on that.
Try this. Try that.
I was bleeding a lot. It was not fun.
Shit.
It was really.
That's not fun.
I must have had a really
Bobby
nice time.
Left.
Really nice time.
Bobby would have been out. But I don't deal with this shit. I'm Bobby.
Yeah. No, Bobby
doesn't
have time
my
for
dick.
That.
You don't bleed on my
okay,
dick.
Okay, can I give her advice real quick?
Please do, because I love her, I respect
okay.
her, and she
Let me
is
give
a
you
good
advice.
Person.
Okay, here's the thing, is, you know, there are a lot of experiences in life that it's very easy to regret, you know, and we build up these expectations, like, I want my wedding to be like this, or I want the day I lose my virginity to be like this, and almost always it doesn't, sometimes it does live up to your expectation, and that's wonderful. Most of the times in life, things don't go as expected, and it's okay.
Yes.
You don't need to blame yourself. You don't need to feel bad about it or shame.
Yes.
You can still, you know, pick yourself back up and create new, awesome memories. And this is a learning experience.
Amen.
That now, moving on, when you have sex with someone, if you're sensitive and you don't want it to be like that, you just are a little more picky, or you move a little more slowly, like go on a couple dates first and
nicer
then decide
car.
A nicer, bigger car with more space.
Yeah.
A guy whose name isn't Bobby.
Yep.
Robert.
Robert.
He goes by Robert.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, or
yep.
Rob. So
Robbie.
Yeah. So so but there's nothing like I know it's sad and you're allowed to like feel it and mourn. You know, it's a
yeah.
big moment, but don't beat yourself up over
no,
it.
No, and you're right.
I had a shitty wedding.
It will be okay.
You can lose your virginity 1,000 times. Do you know what I mean? You can just keep making that up.
Yeah,
like,
that's
doesn't matter.
Fair. That's fair.
Do you know what I mean? There's many
Absolutely.
People out there that are like, oh, yeah, I've only slept with this many people, but they know
right.
that it's more. So, who cares? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, everything's going to be fine.
You
nothing,
know what? You
nothing's
know,
fucked here, dude.
And in time, there'll be some guy that you really, really like, and he really, really likes you, and you'll have sex whenever that is, and you'll be like, oh, okay. Like, I feel like if you've only had sex with one person and the story didn't go well, that
it's
feels
a big deal.
Way heavier
yeah.
than if you had sex with two people and the first one didn't
when
go
she
well.
Gets banged right by a nice dude,
that's what
she's
I'm saying.
Not going to be thinking about Bobby.
That's what I'm saying. He's
it's hard
he,
to,
and you can just pretend it never happened too.
That's
you're
what
like,
I'm saying.
I know.
That's
I
what I'm
mean,
saying.
Literally, no one has to know that.
No,
that happened.
You don't got to fill out a form. You don't have
no.
to write it down
no,
anywhere.
You don't need to get a tattoo. Bobby's name doesn't need to be anywhere on
Buddy,
your body.
It's hard. It's too for two high schoolers though to really have some good sex in a car. That's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that can do it is probably an adult man pretending to be a high schooler. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
How do you fuck in a car,
Johnny
right?
Depp. Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's going back. Never been kissed. He goes back into school. But you know what I'm saying? Like, in a car, fucking good? That's not going to be good.
I had some good sex in high school, but my boyfriend and I, we'd been together a lot. Like, yeah, that took a time.
We're talking first time in a car.
Yeah. No, I know. I just don't want her to feel bad about it.
No, she didn't do anything wrong. And I'd say the thing that she did that reminds me of things that I have done would be to believe somebody like a Bobby. Yeah. And I know we don't know Bobby, but I feel like I probably also had sex with Bobby.
Bobby had feelings
for
her,
though. And I believed Bobby. Me too. I had sex with all of the Bobbies. I had sex with all of the Bobbies because, you like me. Oh, I'm sexy. Oh, I'm
They know how to kick game.
Right. And you're like, oh, wow. I love it. And the next thing you know, you're having sex with Bobby. But, you know, then comes a time where
and then Bobby's having sex with your best friend the next day.
Exactly.
And it really hurts.
Can I say this?
It's not
Bobby's fault. Yeah, because if it's that, quote unquote, you know what I mean? If that's all it takes, hey, you look good. What do you want him to do? He figured out the fucking magic.
Right. So yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, you guys.
We don't need to blame Bobby.
No, everybody needs to be blamed. The car manufacturer, the fucking gas station attendant who let him put the fucking, you know what I mean? Everybody. Yep. Everybody gets a goddamn.
Yep.
What I'm saying is everybody needs a little more, more keys to the fucking, you know what I mean? Not just you look good here while I'm eating this chip.
That's what I'm saying. I'm giving the same exact advice, which is like when you're not used to being spoken to that way, it can seem much more authentic and meaningful than it might actually mean from the guy coming out of his mouth. And while you're in that susceptible stage of life, just carry some condoms in case it happens again.
Yeah.
So Bobby can eat them.
So Bobby's
hungry.
I'm picturing Bobby with OCD and he ran out of hand sanitizer, so he's got his finger condoms on.
That's
how I'm seeing Bobby.
Yeah.
Creative.
Hands on his condoms on his hands and feet, nothing else. Dick's just spraying everywhere.
Freewheeling.
Guys, this has been wonderful. We're going to wrap it up.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. That's so upsetting.
We're going to wrap it up. Bobby didn't. Come on!
Bobby!
What kind of car was this, you think? If we were to take a guess. What do you
think, Buick. Bob? That just came in.
I think it was recalled. Whatever car it was recalled.
The brakes don't work. Bring this in. And before Bobby's dad could take it back, Bobby was like, I'm going to fuck it.
Going to bang real quick.
Then give back the car. You don't want to send a car back without fucking in it. I owned a car and I didn't fuck in it. I still feel bad about that.
Wow. Can you maybe find it online?
That car's toast. There's no way. There's no way. Yeah. Rebuy the car and buddy.
Talk about regrets.
I know. That would be absolutely hilarious. I hunt my car down from like 10 years ago and I fuck in it. I mean, that's a good movie right there.
That is
guy
bad.
Sells
I feel like
his
we
car.
Came up with three good movie premises.
Definitely. I would watch a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
Definitely. Guy finding his car to fuck in it. I mean,
haunted Walmart. Are you kidding me?
Car from a past life. And Mannequin 3. I feel like we wrote while we were sitting
Mannequin
here.
Mannequin 3. Yeah. I used to be a Gucci Mannequin. Now I'm wearing fucking Crocs.
All right, Nathan, where can they find you?
NathanMackintosh.com, Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh, and my podcast, Positive Anger, that is on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Any shows coming up you want to plug? It would have to be in like a week or more. Because it doesn't come out, you know.
No, I know. Next week it'll come out completely in time for this. I'm at I'm in Hartford, Connecticut. What's that place called?
Funny Bone.
Yep. No, I'm not at that. No, one. No. What's the place called? City Steam. I
laugh.
Think
oh,
called.
Laugh.
It's called Laugh Laugh. It's in Hartford. And then anybody. I mean, I don't know who's in Canada. In at April 18th to 20th, I'll be at the Comedy Nest in Montreal headlining. If anybody is around.
And your podcast. Positive Anger.
Yeah, said
check
that.
It out.
Yeah, check it out. Thank you, Kate, for the double. No, but I appreciate it, though. No, thank everybody. Check it out. You know, I do jazz rants on there, yell about things. It's fun. Check it out. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Jenna, where can they find you?
You can find me at JennaNotJameson.com or Twitter or Instagram, any of the weird places where people do things. Jenna Not Jameson. One N. My parents spelled my name wrong.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I've been here all night.
Like Gina? It's like a Gina.
They spelled it like, it's J-E-N-A.
Uh-huh.
And so obviously my parents spelled my name wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But it's my cross to bear. What are you gonna do?
And guys, so I guess when this comes out, you'll already have missed the first one, but me, Allison Charles, and a woman, Juliette Silva Yee, we are putting together these huge healing events every Saturday in August called Synchronicity.
Yay!
And I'll be able to do my tarot workshops there, finally. I'm very excited. And maybe some other spirit animal dance things. It's going to get weird. So you can check it out on, go on Twitter or my Instagram or Facebook to look at more of the information and to get tickets. But please come out. It's a really good price to get so much of like a healing day in. I would love for you to come,
that is
Jenna.
So wonderful. Please I do. Definitely want to go. And I realize and your audience there. And your audience probably wants to see the film that I'm working on.
Yes, tell them.
NumenaDocumentary.com or Dialogue140 on Twitter to get
awesome.
To the website.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yay! Do you want to say okay?
And then, no, they'll get it. They'll get it. If
and
they
then
like
what's the last? Oh, tarot card reading. Hit me up. KateWolf2Fs27@gmail.com and Twitter at the Kate Wolf. Thank you guys so much Yay. For listening. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?